The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
$3.99 and up. Propane tag not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
From the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hello there, folks. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, we get together, talk about things going on in the world, and as always, a whole lot more fun when you're here with us. So welcome aboard. We try to connect with a great ministry, a great organization known as 21 Wilberforce. An organization that really, on a regular basis, keeps its hand on the pulse of the suffering church and the issues of religious freedom and human rights abuses around the world. And they have done a great service through the years in that regard. And we intentionally have them join us to kind of update ourselves. And I've mentioned several times over the past few weeks, while we here in the U.S., and I'm not minimizing it, we all have to deal with the impact of COVID-19 on our daily lives. No aspect of our life seemingly undisrupted. Then on top of that, imagine yourself to be a member or a person who is in the category we call the suffering church, the persecuted church. And of course, that includes much of the rest of the world. So we're going to talk about that. Lou Anne Sabatier joins me. She's the director of communications with 21 Wilberforce. And they are addressing this issue in very special ways right now. So, Lou Anne, thank you for joining me. Always good to talk with you.
Thank you, Don.
What can you first tell us about the effects of COVID-19 being seen regarding international religious freedom and human rights issues, and especially for people of faith right now?
Well, Don, unfortunately, you know, even day by day, week by week, it is worsening in situations that are just incredibly horrific and tragic. And updating you on just a few of those situations, if I might. In China, we've talked in the past that there are up to 1 million Uyghurs, and that is a group of Chinese that are being persecuted because of their faith. And what we've learned is the communist authorities, they were in concentration camps. And what they've done now is moved them around the country because of all the lost work during their quarantines. And so not only have they imprisoned them for their faith, they're now considered trafficking in slave labor of religious minorities. So in China, the Uyghur situation, not only are a million of them in prison for their faith, now they're being trafficked and forced to work in factories for hours upon hours. We also find that in South Korea, there is a church called Church of Jesus, and what the government of South Korea is doing is considering them a secretive cult because a lot of people in that church, before they were identified, got the coronavirus. So now they're saying in South Korea, they're spreading lies saying that church brought the coronavirus to South Korea. what we see in India. It's already an intense religious persecution problem against Christians and Muslims and others. And so what's happening there, there is an inflammatory hashtag going around the country called Corona Jihad. And also what we're seeing in India, that they are flagging religious minorities, trying to say that the Christians or the Shia Muslims brought coronavirus. So they're scapegoating and taking an outright tragic situation and now layering the pandemic upon it. There is one positive note. Iran, which is a far cry from a religious liberty hero, they have just released 100,000 prisoners of conscience for their faith out of prisons. So because there was such a global outcry of saying these people, now they're going to get the coronavirus, so they released them. So we do find, Don, that when people, and particularly the church in the West and the government in the West, when we cry out or when we advocate, the rest of the world sometimes does listen.
That is very, very good news. And I hope you heard that, folks. You think your phone call, email, letter, whatever, doesn't matter. It really does. Now, I also want you to get to something that's happening Monday evening, May the 4th. 21 Wilberforce launching something very special that folks can participate in. What's that all about?
That's right. We have been working on a Global Freedom Center, and that is launching. And what that is, it's really we're bringing together new ways for prayer and to advocate online, and we're hooking into a network of people of faith and churches in 125 countries. So our first event is called Invisible People, The Impact of the Virus on Millions Persecuted. So you can go on, you can go to 21wilberforce.org/launch. Because here's the thing, Don. That night, you not only get to hear from someone who was persecuted in Sudan, we're going to hear live from Nigeria on that one-hour event, but we're giving people a chance to go online, write their own prayer, and we will deliver it to the church of the country of their choice in 125 countries. So you can specifically get involved. You'll hear from people who are being suffering, Christians or people of faith, and you can literally, no charge, you can go online, pick a country, write a prayer, and we will deliver it spot on into that church, whatever country you want.
Now, I understand it's at 7:30 Eastern time, about an hour long, 7:30 Eastern time, at that website, 21wilberforce.org/launch, right?
Right, and there's information on it. You'll get to see who's speaking, Archbishop Ben Quasi, Miriam Ibrahim, Judge Ken Starr, and Commissioner Gail Manchin, and we're going to take questions from the audience. We've also got two or three articles on there that have recently come out about the persecuted church and the virus. So, you know, just even if you can't stay an hour, come on a couple minutes, register, click through your prayer, and love to get your audience engaged, Don.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
Again, Luann Sabatier, 21 Wilberforce, and it's called Invisible People, The Coronavirus Impact on Millions Persecuted for Their Faith and Beliefs. It's a special event Monday evening, May the 4th, 7:30 p.m. You can access it at 21wilberforce.org/launch. 21wilberforce.org/launch.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in. Purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
105.1 FM WAVA encourages you to have the mind of Christ during this time of unprecedented crisis.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, pastor at Saddleback Church, and speaker for Daily Hope Broadcast. You know, during this COVID-19 crisis, it's very easy to hunker in a bunker and think only about yourself, me, myself, and I. But this is an opportunity to learn unselfishness. The great rule that Jesus gave us, the golden rule, do to others as you would have them do unto you. When we go out and we help other people, we are becoming greater in ourselves. We're becoming more of what God wants us to be. So think about helping others today.
You can hear Rick Warren weeknights at 7:30 p.m. on WAVA 105.1 FM.
Hey, what's going on, family? It's your nephew, Willie Moore Jr., and I want you to listen because it's time now for the Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer. Flat out!
I was reminded recently of a time when I walked into the office and just felt like the whole world was on my shoulders. I was facing personnel problems, parking problems, budget problems, seating problems, traveling problems, zoning problems, scheduling conflict, deadlines, family members. The list goes on and on. On top of that, the roof was leaking. I stared out of my window for a moment just to collect myself. Then I thought to myself, at least I have a roof. At least I have a family. At least I can travel. At least I have a schedule. At least I have a church building. At least I have a budget. And when I thought about it, I said to myself, at least I have a job. Colossians 3:15 says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful." It's funny, the moment I became thankful, peace followed.
This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
The following is a program that was heard earlier here on The Don Crow Show and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. As I've mentioned from time to time here on the show during the past several weeks, we've sought to bring some voices to this microphone and to our station that can encourage you from a biblical perspective, local pastors, Christian leaders at a national and even international level as well. And we've had such an honor of having so many in that regard, including the gentleman, the dear friend I'm going to introduce right now. He is a very familiar voice to many of you listening. Dennis Rainey and his wife, Barbara, founded Family Life Ministry back in, I think it was 1976, and they continued through the years and decades even up until 2017, but they're still going strong, and I'm so delighted we could have him join us for a few minutes here. Dennis, how are you?
I'm great. I'm glad you asked me to be on WAVA. You're the best talk show leader in the country and the best station in the country. It's good to lock arms with you and help folks.
Well, we miss your voice on Family Life, but we know it's being handled well, and your successors are doing greatly, but your ministry is far from over. We'll give your website and ask you a bit about that in a couple of minutes. But, Dennis, what are some of your own most immediate concerns about the nation and about believers in the midst of this current pandemic?
Well, I've really got three thoughts for you that have been a burden to me. Number one, I think we need to be regularly praying for our leaders in government, federal and state, executive, legislative, judicial branch, but also corporate leaders. I've been amazed at how corporate leaders have rallied to come alongside the nation. We really are at war, and this is a time to join arms with folks, labs, all kinds of leaders from different disciplines in life, but also pray for the EMT workers, the docs, and the nurses, and just ask God to protect all of them and to protect us. A second thing I think we need to be doing is I think we need to be praying for ourselves and counseling our own souls. Psalm 43 is a great psalm. It asks the question, it's raw. It says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me?" And then the psalmist counsels his soul. He speaks to his soul. And Don, there's a great quote by a guy who said, much of our problems come from listening to ourselves, not quoting the truth, but quoting lies to ourselves. Mm. And here's what it says here. Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. And so I think Christians need to be counseling their own soul and reminding their soul of the truth. Our God reigns. He's in charge. He is using this for good, even though millions have lost jobs. He wants to use all these circumstances for his purposes and his glory. And then the third thing that has just hit me, Don, that I am really passionate about is I think we need to be asking God for wisdom. We're about to turn the corner from being quarantined to come back out in the culture. And it's just not adults that are going to be turned loose. It's kids and young adults and in the marketplace. And I think we as parents need to be in charge, and we need to have wisdom. And wisdom in the scriptures is godly skill in everyday living. In fact, before we got on the phone here, Don, I think you'll like this. I called the head of our website, and I said, can we move the post that I have for tomorrow morning? Can I move it to now so Don's listeners can be the first to get the post? And the post is about 40 things we taught our kids as they grew up. Mm. And I think that's relevant today because here we're coming out of all this slower pace, and we've been protected by our pace and self-quarantine, but now the decisions are going to come rolling in. And parents need to be parents. They need to be intentional. They need to know where they're going. And Barbara and I have posted our top 40 things we were teaching our kids. We didn't do it perfectly. We failed. It's better to have 40 things that you're shooting for than to have none and to not know. And then to turn your kids loose out of this self-quarantine into this culture, I think it's going to be dizzying for some of us as adults and for young people and children as well.
Good advice. In fact, the book that Dennis wrote most recently is The Art of Parenting. We've talked about that briefly. We need to have him back to talk about it further. But the website is therainies.org, therainies.org. You can learn more about their ongoing ministries, resources, and the list of 40 items. And boy, you're so right, Dennis. None of us has done it rightly. I wish there were. I preached a sermon a year or so ago to our church. There are no do-overs. And how I wish I could go and do over some things with my kids, you know, that now are adults, but they now are dealing with their own challenges of raising their kids. But these are very important days for families which have been thrust together in an unnatural way right now for an extended period because the kids can't leave the house. So continue talking about that.
You know, Don, here's the thing. I have a friend who lost a son in a plane crash, a private plane crash. And I came to his bedside 2 days before Christmas. I helped bury his 6-year-old son, perform the service for that funeral. And he made this statement as he came out of the fog of the anesthesia. He said, life wouldn't be so difficult if we didn't expect it to be so easy.
Wow.
And, Don, I've been reading the Psalms. The Psalms are full of suffering. Jesus suffered. Why do we think suffering is abnormal? You know, we're going to go to the other side, but there's going to be storms. As we get on board the boat, we're going to face storms and waves. And the King of the universe, the one who made the waves, who made the wind, who made the lake, he's still enthroned. He's still in charge. And it's easy to look at the waves like Peter did and start sinking in our faith. But we got to lift our eyes up and go, wait a second, God's in charge. God is, he is King. He is Lord. And this sounds like a trite statement right now, but it's not, Don. I am more convinced than this. I think out of all the bad that has happened, all the tragic loss of jobs, financial hardship, I think Romans 8:28 has never been more true. It says, listen carefully, it says, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So if you want to get the most out of the COVID-19 experience with you and your family, you first of all need to check the throne of your life. Who's on it? Is it Jesus or self? Secondly, you need to check your loves. I think it was Tolkien who said, all of life is setting your loves in order. Is your love for Christ foremost? Is he the center of your life, and therefore you can make him the center of your family? And then finally, are you on his mission? That scripture said, all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. And I got to tell you, I have no regrets giving my life to helping build marriages and families and legacies for generations to come, because I think that was ground zero over the past four decades as I gave leadership to an organization. I think it's even more so today. The CEO of one of the major leaders in the response to COVID told his executive leadership, who are rushing in to make machines and masks and all these things, he said, all these roads lead back home. People are going back to homes to process suffering, and they're reduced back to the basics. Well, what are the basics? It's God, spouse, and family. How are you going to live now? Are you going to be wise? Are you going to ask God for wisdom? I led a devotion with my team. We have a little team now, Don, but it's still a great team, and it's rainies.org. And I led them in a study of wisdom. Proverbs 2 says, seek for her, search for her as silver. Why? Because it gives life. It's skill in everyday living. And if there's ever been a time when those of us who are managing households, who are missing work, who are trying to find a way to make the finances go the distance as a single parent mom, single parent dad, blended families, you need wisdom. Well, James chapter 1 says, if you lack wisdom, ask in faith, and he will give it abundantly. But don't doubt. Expect God to work and bring your family into that process and teach them how to suffer. Teach them how to walk in faith and how to expect God to work. Because I think there's a ton of lessons being soaked up by young people who will never forget this for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
These are sacred moments, spiritually intense sacred moments. Back to your point, no regrets.
Yeah.
Don't let this opportunity filter through your fingers without grasping for it.
Well said. We must visit more often and longer, my friend. I'm going to ask Julie. I'm looking at her right now. I'm going to ask her to arrange a time when your schedule will allow you to come back. Maybe spend a half hour or even an hour with us. Could you do that?
Let's do that. Bring my wife. She's the better half of the deal. You know that already.
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up, but tell her tell her I said hello, and we'll do it. Thank you, Dennis.
Do we have time for me to pray for your audience?
Sure.
Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, the earth is full of your glory here at springtime. Would you reach out and touch these listeners one by one who are facing insurmountable challenges? Would you give them wisdom? Would you give them the courage to make the right choices? And would you provide and protect for your glory and your purposes and for your good. We ask it in Christ's name.
Amen. 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 And again, that's 40 items. What are the advice to parents? How is there a title to them, the list?
Go to therainies.org and click on blog, and it'll come right up. It's 40 lessons we sought to teach our kids.
Wonderful. Dennis Rainey, and again, the website, therainies.org. Check it out. Make sure you take advantage of this wisdom that God has used these dear folks to give us.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to No Safe. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com today.
We'd like to be a doorstop for you. Consider a day in the life of a doorstop. They see a lot, right? Plenty of happy stuff all around. And then sometimes, a gigantic door slams up against them. But at the end of the day, they've got one specific job to do well. And that's how our Faith and Family Mortgage team is feeling today. We feel the gigantic slam of this crisis. We're fighting back the fear and anxiety. Maybe you're with us. But we're also grateful for all the awesome we see, like the incredible nurses and doctors and those on the front lines. So through it all, we remember the doorstop, that each of us can only do today what God has equipped us to do. And the reality is, we do mortgages. And luckily, we've got a pretty cool direct lender advantage that allows us to do it well, often getting you a better rate on a refinance or cash out refinance, which could save your family monthly and lifelong money. If that would help you, we are United Faith Mortgage.
Go to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Mortgage Corp., Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on Radio.com.
Are you like most of us stuck at home these days? You know who else might be at home with you? Rodents. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. The last thing you want right now are rodents eating your stash of toilet paper or nibbling away at your bottles of hand sanitizer. But honestly, these are unwanted guests freeloading on your food and supplies while they risk spreading further disease in your home. Baits on old-fashioned traps only invites them in when you really should be trying to keep them out. So how do you keep them out? With Plug-In Pest Free. Plug-In Pest Free plugs into any electrical outlet to set up a no-go zone by utilizing the electrical wiring in your home, the most humane way of getting rid of your unwanted intruders. Now that's fair dinkum. Look us up at gopestfree.com today. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in. And forget.
For those who love contemporary Christian music, CCM Magazine is a must-read. Explore the latest redemptive music and the culture it impacts by starting your subscription today. Visit ccmmagazine.com.
This report is sponsored by Compassion International. In Maryland, out of Glen Arden, we are seeing bumper-to-bumper delays as you make your way eastbound on Route 50 due to road debris right at Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. The four left lanes there are blocked and traffic is at a crawl starting from the Beltway Exit 7, and unfortunately, this will add an additional 15 minutes to your commute. You can change the world for a child in extreme poverty through Compassion International. Just text CHILD to 83393 to find out how. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Coastal flood advisory in effect till 8 o'clock this evening. Flood watch in effect through 10 o'clock tonight. Coastal flood watch in effect from 8 o'clock this evening through Friday morning. Overcast tonight with a shower, the low 53. Variably cloudy tomorrow with a brief shower or two, the high 67. Saturday, nice with partly sunny skies and a high of 71. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. Hey, have you seen it yet? It's called No Safe Spaces. And I got to tell you, it's being rightly called a must-see film, especially if you're concerned about the fact that on college campuses, university campuses, all across the country today, our long-held constitutional right of free speech, folks, is under severe, sometimes even violent attack as never before. Now, this is the top-rated documentary film of 2019. It's a must-see. In fact, Hollywood doesn't want you to see it. They would not help market it, nor would Netflix or Amazon Prime. They didn't want to touch it at all. They don't want you to see it either. But you can. You can see it, and at a discounted cost by simply going to nosafespaces.com. Download it for you and your family to see with all that time you got on your hands at home right now. And listen, for our WAVA listeners, 25% discounts available when you enter the discount code SAVE25. Now, this film is a very sobering reminder that no matter who you are, if you think or say anything the radical left doesn't like, I don't care if it's on social media, I don't care if it's at work, or would you believe even at your place of worship, they'll come and try to shut you down. But in a very powerful and at the same time entertaining way, Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla are revealing how America really does, really has become a very dangerous place to speak your mind and share your ideas. The film also features Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, Tim Allen. They even have some personalities from the left, which I appreciated. Van Jones, Cornel West, Alan Dershowitz. Bottom line, get your copy today at nosafespaces.com. Remember, the discount code is SAVE25. All right, we're headed into the final hours of our exciting campaign with the Bible League, and I got to tell you, I use those words and choose those words intentionally. Exciting, because we're within less than 1,000 copies of the Word of God to complete this campaign. And it's because of what you're doing, folks, the generosity with which you're giving. Again, to review, our campaign goal is to provide at least 6,700 copies of God's Word to the nations of Asia. And so far, you've provided 5,767 of those, leaving us just 953 more to go. Now stop and think about it. More than half the world's population lives in Asia, 4.6 billion people. And the majority of those people are certainly not Christians. Many are Islamic. They follow Hinduism, Buddhism, or many of them no relationship with a god or religion at all. But we know that the power of the Word of God can change all of that, and it has for, look at your own life. What kind of changes has the Word of God brought into your life? And how concerned are you, for example, right now with our own great nation of America and where we are morally and spiritually, and we're a quote-unquote Christian nation, at least we used to be. But it's because of the Word of God that anything good has existed in America all these years, and it's that key that will recover us. But what about those pastors, those Christians, those people in other countries who are desperate for their own nations? Here's a clip from a pastor, Pastor Mahmoud, and he has an intense burden for his country that I want you to hear. And imagine your own burden for our great nation.
I was born and brought up in a Muslim family. I started reading the Bible not to know the Word of God, but to find out the faults. So when I began to read the Bible, slowly the Word of God inspired me, and it has shown there is no mistakes in the Bible. So I realized that I'm a sinner. I accepted Lord Jesus Christ. And also when I completed my studies in the college, I want to have a training there, because most of my community people are perishing by just blind belief because they don't know the Word of God.
Now think about that. Here's a man who certainly was not converted by some great book he read or some theologian that he heard speak, and there's place for all of that. But the Word of God is inexorable in its power to go into a human's heart and mind and bring that person to faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what he's saying. And he's burdened for his own people. He said, I was a practicing Muslim, but the Word of God made the difference. In fact, he said, our agenda as Muslims was to prove the falseness, the error of the Bible But in his efforts to do that, as has so often been the case, I have dear friends that have sat in this studio with me before the pandemic, and they are former Muslims themselves. They are now here in the U.S., our dear friends, Issa, and Damaris Abraham, who may be listening right now. I love you folks, and they are, in fact, a testimony to what we're talking about. He was a former imam himself in Kaduna State in Nigeria, one of the most dangerous areas of Nigeria right now. And as a matter of fact, he and his wife came to faith in Jesus Christ some years ago. He's pastored in that area for many years, but now are here on religious asylum efforts for them and their families. I'd like you to pray that that is completed for them soon. But the point I'm making is that it was Issa's own study as an imam, a well-informed Muslim leader. It was his study of the scripture that brought him to faith, much like Pastor Mahmoud. He began to look at the scripture, and I'm sure part of his intent was to prove it wrong because his wife had come to faith first. But as he studied God's word, the very intrinsic living power of the word of God changed his life. Now that's what we're asking you to send. The word of God, the living word of God, into the nations of Asia. And we can only do it because of your help. And I want to thank you for what you've done so far. We're going to take a break right now, but we're coming back to say some specific thank yous. We still have 953 Bibles needed. If 10 of you right now would give a $500 one-time gift, this campaign would be complete. 20 of you giving $250. 24 of you calling and giving $200 gifts. 32 of you giving $150. 48 who could give a $100 one-time $100 gift will get us up and over the top with our campaign. Or 95 of you who'd say, hey, I can do this much at least. I can give 10 Bibles. I can give $50. 800 yes word for whatever you can give. $5, $50, $100, $30. 800 yes word, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Or just go online to WAVA.com, enter the keyword Bibles. But stay with us. We're coming back to say some thank yous.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A down day to close out the month of April on Wall Street, though the indexes all did notch solid gains for the month as a whole. The Dow Industrials today fell 288 points, the S&P 500 eased 27, the NASDAQ Composite slipped 25. Just out, quarterly results from Amazon.com. The results appear to be mixed in terms of expectations, though it's tough to say for sure given the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The e-commerce giant posted per-share earnings of $5.01 on revenue of nearly $75.5 billion. Amazon shares are down 1.4% in after-hours trading. A team led by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is developing three smartphone apps to help New York State trace every person who comes into contact with someone who has been infected with COVID-19 to help control the spread of the virus. The team is partnering with the healthcare nonprofit Vital Strategies to develop the apps. Oil futures today posted strong gains again, up 25%. That's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
We've faced tough times before, and we're going to pull through this because, well, that's what we do in America. At Term Provider, Big Lou has a message for you. There is light at the end of the tunnel, but don't stop protecting your family. Keep the protection rolling with $1 million life insurance shield. Even if you've had prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or if you're taking prescription medications, $1 million of life insurance can be yours. Call Big Lou at 800-504-3466 or biglou.com. We've faced tough times before, and we're going to pull through this because, well, that's what we do in America. At Term Provider, Big Lou has a message for you. There is light at the end of the tunnel, but don't stop protecting your family. Keep the protection rolling with $1 million life insurance shield. Even if you've had prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or if you're taking prescription medications, $1 million of life insurance can be yours. Call Big Lou at 800-504-3466 or biglou.com.
I met this witch doctor. He was called Philip. He was teacher of the doctors, witch doctors, because he was the one who trained many to do the same in killing people. So people in that village are really afraid of this kind of people. So when I went there in that village, I invited these people to pray for these witch doctors, because I believe that only Jesus can transform their life. Praise the Lord that in that night when I conducted the crusade, these people came also. So I preached the word of God, and at the end I invited these people to come to receive Christ. So these people, about 120 maybe, they came forward. They kneeled down and then they want to receive Christ. Then later on I went to Philip's house to teach him more about Christ. Then after several months I baptized him. So now, praise the Lord, God has been using him. Every day he and his wife pray for his people. And he really loved God. When people get sick, they call him to pray for them. So before, when people want to kill people, they invite him. But now when they want to get healed, they invite him to pray for them. So I believe this is the work of Holy Spirit that transforms people's life, like Philip.
And of course, it all is rooted in the Word of God. That's an incredible story. We've played that clip a few times, but it's one of my favorites, because just imagine this pastor, this preacher of the gospel, Pastor Tandi, his name is, T-A-N-D-I. He's in Indonesia, and he's holding these crusade services, these open-air meetings as they do throughout the world, and a witch doctor, in fact, a number of them show up, and this particular one, we don't know if all of them came to Christ. It appears they may have, but this one particularly immediately begins becoming a force for the gospel, whereas he had been Satan's tool to bring curses and death wishes and death spells on people. You heard this pastor say, if you wanted to kill someone, you get this witch doctor to cast the spell. Now, some folks may say, well, I don't know about all that. Well, that's up to you if you want to believe it or not. I think it is very real, and we know that Satan can destroy, and he does. Jesus said he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come to give you life, overflowing, abundant life. Well, that's what this former witch doctor is experiencing now. But I assure you that his faith is only fed by the Word of God, not by mere emotion or even the conversion experience itself. the power of the Holy Spirit is indispensable to coming to faith. We know that. But Jesus himself said that same Holy Spirit will take the things of mine, the things that I've taught you, speaking to the disciples then and us now. In other words, he'll take the word of God and he will make it alive in your heart. It will change your life. And every one of you listening, I hope, well, let's say many of you listening already know what I'm talking about. I hope others listening will find that same glorious new birth in Christ as well through the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. All that to say, this is what you're doing. All of you who have been giving, you are sending life-changing power in the word of God out across the nations of Asia. I want to thank Donalda in that regard. Sterling, Virginia, $25 gift. 5 Bibles doubled, of course, by the Bible League again to 10. Mr. and Mrs. Randall, first name only. Frederick, $50 gift. 10 Bibles doubled to 20. Linda in Woodbine, $100 gift. 20 Bibles doubled to 40. Com in Silver Spring, $20. 4 Bibles doubled to 8. Lori in North Potomac, $250 gift. That's 50 Bibles, but it's doubled to another 50, 100 Bibles. Those are some of the website gifts that came in over the last 24 hours. Bernie in Glen Burnie. Bernie in Glen Burnie. I like that. $200 gift, 40 Bibles, doubled to 80. Clinton, Maryland. $15 gift, 3 Bibles, doubled to 6. Tracy's Landing, Maryland. And by the way, that was Alan in Clinton, Maryland. John in Tracy's Landing. $50 gift, 10 Bibles, doubled to 20. Frederick in Gaithersburg, Maryland, $50 gift, again, 10 Bibles doubled to 20. CW in Frederick, a $20 gift, of course, 4 Bibles doubled to 8. Stephen in Alexandria, $10, 2 Bibles doubled to 4. Cindy in Reston, 3 Bibles, $15 gift, but doubled to 6. Owings, Maryland, Brian called in with a $30 gift. And, of course, that's, what, 6 Bibles doubled again to 12. And that's how it's working, folks. Now, at this moment, we still, at the start of show today, need 953 more Bibles. I would love to be able to open tomorrow's show, because the campaign will be over then. But I would love to come to this microphone tomorrow and say to you, folks, you've done it. You've pushed it up and over the top. I would love it if we bounced up to 7,000 copies of God's Word. But whatever we can do together, we thank you for doing it. And again, if 10 of you right now would make a one-time gift, I know not everybody can, but we've had some $500 gifts. If 10 of you right now would give a $500 gift, that would get us where we need to be. If 20 of you could do half of that, you say, I can give $250, that will get us there. 24 of you giving $200, 32 of you giving $150 apiece. 48 of you giving a $100 gift. We've had a lot of $100 gifts. If 48 more of you could do that. Or if 95 of you right now could say, hey, I can't handle those larger numbers, but I could give a $50 gift, that will get us where we need to go. Just 95 more of you. Having said all of that, anything you can give is going to make a difference. I guarantee you. It's going to make it, if it's just $5, $10, $15, $30, $40, 800, yes word, will get us there when you call. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. If you want to go online, click on the Bible League banner, Fan the Flame, Bibles for Asia, or just enter the keyword Bibles. This is our final push today, so I hope you'll help us get there.
Since COVID-19, our customers have become concerned about indoor air quality. We install an ion generator in your heating and AC system, which removes the hydrogen molecules from bacteria, mold, and viruses. Without hydrogen, molecules die, leaving your home sanitized and fresh. This technology has been used for years. WAVE at discounted price, $849, includes a free AC tune-up. A-Action, 703-922-1900.
Focus on your future and let Regent University help. Access your free social distancing scholarship to help you pursue your online degree and your goals. While times are uncertain, you can be certain of this. At Regent, you'll receive world-class support and exceptional instruction from a nationally ranked Christian university. Call 800-373-5504 and mention the Social Distancing Scholarship. Hurry, this offer ends June 1st. Call 800-373-5504 now.
Everyone deserves a good story. That's why Family Fiction is devoted to compiling and celebrating Christian stories of all kinds with a newsletter, digital magazine, and updates. Find it all at familyfiction.com.
This is WAVA General Manager Tom Moyer. During this coronavirus crisis, we know that you need to keep up with breaking news. We promise to bring you breaking news. We also know that you need biblical teaching to fill your mind with the ultimate truth, the biblical truth that will outlast the current crisis, the truth that God loves you. He has your life in the palm of his hand, and he has good plans for you. That's our commitment at WAVA, to give you encouraging, true truth from the Bible, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the best news of all.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Sitting around with nothing to do? It's about time you tuned into Adventures in Odyssey. Kids Radio presents two uncommon stories about time and the dangers of wasting it. Don't miss the adventures of Kathy and Kyle, whose time may be running out. All on the next Adventure in Odyssey.
Thursday at 8 p.m. on WAVA.
God is a very present help in times of trouble. A reminder from 105.1 FM, WAVA.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
You want to know why you need to belong to a church?
You can worship the Lord without going to church. But Dr. Tony Evans says that reasoning leads to a common mistake.
If you are detached from a church, you are not in a position where Jesus Christ can help you stop hell ruining your life.
A look at winning your spiritual battles this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
If you provide us 1,000 Bible, thank God. And all those Bible, we will provide to our new convert, and especially the people that need the Word of God, you know, for their hope. And I try to make a contact those people and share this God's Word to those people need.
It's been, 17 years since I met this remarkable man whose voice you just heard, and yet the memories are vivid. That is Vibal. He is a former Buddhist monk in Cambodia, and of course ministering also in Vietnam. He is in fact now, and has been for years, the Bible League director for Cambodia, for that region. And he was one of the men who hosted our visit back in 2003, when I was so privileged to travel with the Bible League to Cambodia. In fact, next hour, I'll be talking with Bob Burney, and he and I reminisced about that trip. Those trips are really life-changing in so many ways for those of us who get to go. Some broadcasters went. Some of the Bible League staff, of course, hosted the trip. But we got to meet this man, among many others, and here's a man who was a Buddhist monk, very active. In fact, he took us to his temple where he used to serve as a monk, and I still have vivid images in my mind of him embracing fellow monks who were still active at that temple. In other words, they remained friends, even though he now is an outstanding Christian leader in that country. And the theme of that campaign was a Buddhist nation turns to Christ. And that's what's been happening. And folks, that's where your Bibles are going, places like that throughout Asia. That dear brother is still to this day bearing witness to the gospel and helping share those Bibles. And you just heard him say they had received a shipment of 1,000 Bibles. I'm sure those just went out like water sinking into sand. That's how quickly the word of God is received. But as we wrap up this hour, I need you to give some Bibles. Would you do it at 1-800-YES-WORD? As many as you can, 5, 10, 15, 20 Bibles, 800-YES-WORD, online at WAVA.com.
He alone is your rock and your salvation. He is your fortress. You will never be shaken. A reminder from 105.1 FM WAVA.
The number one source for uplifting and inspirational online videos is Godvine.com. Make your day a little brighter and your relationship with Jesus a little closer by visiting Godvine.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.